BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians 14, verses 26 through 33, the first part, which I call A. Not a God of disorder. Apostle Paul was concerned that disorderly and unregulated congregational meetings at Corinth would discredit the name of God, who had called those in Christ to peace and unity, verse 33, as well as in chapter 10, verses 11 through 13, he says. He gave them orderly instructions for speaking in tongues, and that only if there is an interpreter, verses 26 through 28. He gave them orderly instructions for prophets, and that their every word should be weighed carefully, verses 29 through 32. God is a God of order and peace. Order exists in DNA and the cell, though they are very complex. Order exists in the atom and the solar system, though they are complex. Order exists in geology and nature, though they are complex. Edward Lorenz discovered that order exists within the chaos theory. In 1961, while simplifying weather prediction models, he developed a set of three nonlinear differential equations, now known as the Lorenz system, which demonstrated that chaotic, unpredictable systems follow a, quote, strange attractor that forms a distinct pattern resembling a butterfly. When a congregation comes together, the proceedings should have order and peace, even though they are complex. Family life is very complex, but that doesn't mean that it should be void of at least some order and peace. But how is that possible? Through Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Yesterday's blue sunrise morning, followed by today's gray. Tomorrow we pray, the sun to split open the sky.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.